It is really, you know, and it's good also to have your prophecy get very straight from the shoulder and all that bullshit, saying what the problems were and so forth and so on.
Did you have a chance to tell Ziegler about that?
I did it myself.
Oh, good.
I just stopped and pressed his hand on it and said, well, then, they said, look, how about the talk? So, and I said, well, we had a fine talk, and he has a great understanding of world affairs, and we talked about bilateral world affairs, and we particularly reiterated our, and just the importance of that treaty is one of the pillars of peace in the Pacific.
Terrific.
So it's done. That's better.
Much better. Much better. China at the end of February.
Yeah. We will touch base with some people. If you go to, I think you can go to Australia, but I want to avoid having to go to attend the Asian Pacs. But I haven't been to Australia. I just go to countries I haven't been to, and that's the basis for not going to some others.
Yeah.
Taiwan actually just don't go to anyway. So that's,
you can't go to Taiwan.
That's right.
It wouldn't be bad between Peking and...
Is there any possibility that you want to do a Japanese trip up to Peking?
No. A, they don't want you really until Hirohito has been here. Secondly, I really think it's too dangerous. I mean, not physically dangerous.
No, but it is. You mean that
you just cannot be sure what these madmen will do.
I agree.
Australia is a guaranteed success.
I think so. Well, there are a lot of radicals down there, but I think they love Americans.
That's right. And I don't doubt that what he said is true, that you're considered outside of this country.
Not some pole, he'd say.
That you are considered the leading world statesman. To their party congress, to the Albanian party congress, and it was part of a message that they were not sending a delegation, so they had to be tough.
Doesn't seem to be that significant.
And what they've done with the UN is actually very restrained. They've now announced what they're doing. They're sending a deputy foreign minister, not the foreign minister, for the General Assembly, and they're making their ambassador in Ottawa the permanent delegate, so he isn't going to live down here. We don't have Chinese running around.
All the attention to Ottawa, which is better. Well, I'll tell you, after doing the Canadian thing, we could do the Canadian thing. You understand on Canada, though, I want to be sure of the planet, that's a one-day trip everywhere.
And?
God damn it, I haven't done any other country more than one day. Why the hell, except, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, well, you...
No, you
might have to go one...
No, I don't want to do 2 days in Canada.
No, but you have to stay overnight.
Huh?
You probably want to stay overnight.
Well, I might have to do that, but I am not going to be up there. You know what the hell? They have radicals up there.
Oh, you won't get a good reception there.
I'm almost trying to think that, well, we might spend overnight and get the hell out of there.
One could arrange some goddamn visit. And the Australia and New Zealand would be made to order. New Zealand isn't great, but it won't do any damage.
Oh, they love it. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Clarence, I have a thing to ask you, but my friend Kevin told me you had a birthday. I didn't want any of my father's Ohio people not being recognized on their birthday. Yeah. I can't realize you're that old. My goodness. That's right. Well, I've been 39 for years, but I see here that you're 54. Oh, well, you still got a lot of good years to go. And particularly from the 10th district, you can give your wife all my best to. Right. Oh, I understand that. Sure. That's right. Well, it'll look good in the end, I assure you. Okay.
What you could consider doing, Mr. President, is go to Hawaii to meet with Sato.
Yeah.
And hop down, well, with whoever the Japanese Prime Minister is.
That's what he is.
And then hop down from there to only 8 hours or something. And it wouldn't look like a special jaunt, and it would have a theme that you are talking to our friends.
Sure. And why not do it after the Chinese trip?
Well, that's what I mean. After the Chinese trip, it would be logical for you to talk to our Asian friends. Get Sato to come to Hawaii. And that Rockefeller place, I mean, if you don't want to go to Honolulu...
That's where I go. I do it in the Rockefeller.
That Rockefeller place is separate.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful setting.
Yeah.
You could stay in that farmhouse or in the hotel, whichever you prefer, but
we would, anyway, we
Pakistan, but
I've been there.
But that's all
right. My point, I've already been there too.
But then,
so I haven't been to Australia and New Zealand. I need to go with, or should go there, and I haven't been to where wrong either. And that's the explanation, I guess.
That'd be a 10-day trip then.
Could be. That's all right.
That we could play by ear, but whether you flip around the world, I'm only worried about the Johnson comparison. It would make perfect sense to go to Australia, to go to report to Sato,
not to Iraq,
to talk to our Asian allies about the meeting in Peking.
Sure.
That would make perfect sense. And you go to Hawaii anyway while you are there. No one can criticize you for meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister. That's And then you
I suppose the question is raised, why don't you meet with high Taiwan? That's the problem. And we can't do that.
Well, but we could send somebody to Taiwan.
Yeah. Except Rogers.
But Taiwan will have quieted down by then anyway. I think the Japanese are so treacherous themselves that they undoubtedly believe we're in the train. My first trip,
so hard to take.
Reactions to this little ball.
think you had any problems with him, Mr. President.
No, I mean, although I think he is constantly getting hit from others.
But it's terribly important for you, for him to have heard it from you.
Yeah. Because yeah, I think he's getting it from the Japanese.
And he's getting it from the States. We have a lousy ambassador there who's ours, he's in the foreign service.
Right. Oh,
so he doesn't really ever hear a sophisticated explanation which you gave him today. But I think we ought to concentrate now for a few months also on some of our allies.
That's right. Talking to them, writing to them, reassuring them. I think that writing to them is not a bad idea. You know, these fellows are impressed by getting a letter from somebody. They really are.
Oh,
we can figure a little bit more over that thing I suggested. That's my reasons to write our friends around.
We get out quite a few letters, Mr. President. There's a month where we don't get three or four. But I'm
speaking more in this kind of a context where he thinks it's confidential.
Yeah.
And so I think it's still false and confidential. Like, I think we were absolutely right that your suggestion to fill it out the Vietnam plans.
Oh, yeah. That was
now he knows he's got something that nobody else has.
And he can go home and say he discussed it fully with you. I mean, once you make the announcement, he can say he discussed it fully with you.
Right. I'll let you sit with Mrs. Johnson, Julia. And now you want to have me.
She wants to have. For this one, you've got to have a record because she's trying to set you up as the man who drove her into war. Part of the record war, but you are. How do I avoid that? Well, it's without talking. Well, I'd be talking to someone. There's no doubt about your attitude. Negotiate with Mujib, but hell, they're trying him for treason. We're lucky that we got them tried.